Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
Bring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit rap for power? You some bitches get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power, black power. For some strange reason, we had a technical difficulty. Hopefully, I'm back on radio. I hope everybody can hear me. At any rate, today, first, we want to give honor to our ancestors. Number one, we have to give tribute to our comrade who has passed on to another spiritual realm, the Angula, which is Kwame Ture. We want to give a blessing, and we want to praise him and honor him for the lessons and the organization that he left behind, as well as the tools that he gave us to continue on an unfinished revolution, because it is unfinished, because we still are not free. We're still fighting the same battle. We're just experiencing it on a different level. But at the end of the day, we're still going through the same chaos, so to speak, and trying to obtain our freedom. And then with this new technical era, or we say the propaganda technical era, that if our ancestors had this before, I think they definitely would have had a different kind of fight. And now that we have the tools and the techniques and different things that they have left onto us, we should continue on and be a lot better at struggling and fighting our opponents. At any rate, today is one of those nights, I should say nights, so to speak, that we're going to have our national chairman, Malik Zulu Shabazz, on tonight. Of course, we are constantly talking about our day of action, because it is a day of action, because it's not just a day of action that we had on the 25th, but it is the year of action. And not just even after the year is over with and we move on to 2012, we still have to continue to fight until we become successful. I don't know if we're going to get it during this day and time, if we're going to experience true freedom for all of our people, and not just, you know, on a mind terms, because I know a lot of us, we talk to some Negroes, and they say, hey, I'm free, you know what I mean? I'm free in my mind, but we have to get and obtain it to a higher level with all of our people, where we have our own land, and we have our own bread and water, and we have our own housing. We're controlling our situations. We're controlling our laws. We're running our laws. We are handling it as black folk and as Africans, as Moors, or whatever we decide to call ourselves. But anyway, as a people, we we are handling it, and we're not waiting on any other race or any other people to try to help and aid and assist us to do something that we should always want and do for self. So we have to continue on until we can obtain that to the highest level. It's very, very important that we really are able to do that. We can no longer wait for the slave master to take our hands anymore. We actually, black folks, sorry to tell you, we all have to get off our ass and make things happen because it's very, very, very important. At any rate, I think right now we do have our national chairman to come on, and we really want to greet our brother. So everybody get off their butts and raise a black power fist to our comrades struggling and our brother. Here he is, 202-369. You're on Black Power Radio, sir.
All right. Thank you so much, my dear assistant and comrade in this liberation struggle and in this movement, Sister Amira Sankofa, who is the National Assistant to the New Black Panther Party and a key member to our Central Committee. But she's more than that, because over the last 4 months, certainly she has been a co-coordinator and a co-organizer and a key figure and laborer in the Day of Action movement. And so we are being blessed now to see her in an even higher and greater light. And for those that don't know, that there's nothing that Malik Zulu Shabazz can really could have done. Would it not have been for her hard work in managing these cities and making sure that they move forward, and we work hard and late into the midnight hours and beyond. So thank you, sister, and congratulations on your growth and evolution. And that certainly stands the same for another key laborer on the laboring board for the Day of Action, and that is Brother Sean Kwali, who has done exactly the same thing. I just say that to say, and giving honor to God, giving honor to the ancestors, and giving honors to Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, who has had the major influence on my life and given me the majority of my perspective. I have to talk fast because I desire to cover a lot of ground in a short distance. I don't want to be on the air past 11:35, no later than 11:40, because I'm going to do also Dr. Maurice Millier, my dear brother and a key member of the Ministry of Health in the United Front and a revolutionary of his own. From Nigeria, he's got an awesome show too. I'm going on Dr. Millier's show at 11:40, and then I have to move quickly on his show because I have to get off the air and meet with the web team and meet with the Ministry of Information for the United Front, which contains some great brothers, Dennis Latham, of course, who none of this would be possible. He's awesome. And Brother Khalik Muhammad, who is coming on board. You'll be familiar with him soon, from the Nation of Islam. And we're and Minister Sean Kwali, who is the national spokesman for the Panther Party, but certainly even more than that. He is a key member of the Ministry of Information also, because we got all kind of information we have to get out via the websites, via the radio. I just came off some TV today that will be coming out. I was on Iranian news today, and it'll come out tomorrow. And you can bet that I was not singing God Bless America when I had to analyze U.S. foreign policy and the hypocrisy contained therein and how it connects to the Day of Action. And so I got to move quickly, dear brothers and sisters, and cover a lot of ground, and I really want to open up quickly and take questions. I want to take questions about what we're doing. I want to say congratulations, of course, for June 25th. Now the Day of Action just seemed like automatic. We put them in the bank.
automatics. And guess what? We have more and more credit in the added to our credit profile. We have more and more revolutionary assets in the revolutionary bank right now because we have invested in struggle. Look at what we've done in just inside of 4 months. It's just really, dear sisters and brothers, have been March, April, May, and the month of June as we head into July. And it's July the 4th, come Monday. Somebody has lied to us, another subject for another time. But in 4 months, we have gone from nothing to something. In 4 months, we have gone from a seed now to a tree that is growing with strong roots. And though many had doubted us, or many did not understand what direction we're going in, day by day, by God and the ancestors' permission, they're growing to understand more and more what this day of action is all about and what this united front is all about and what this movement is all about. And so congratulations. We'll hear from more organizers tonight who will stand up and talk about how they organized on Saturday and how they plan to continue to organize every day. Every day until we hit our next big day. The day of action number 3, October 1st, 2011. And let me let you know right now, you might as well get started now. We don't even want to wait around and wait till 9 days before October 1st before we get your stuff out in the streets. You know how we are. We are procrastinating this. I'm talking about the black nation in general. Procrastination can give you a headache. So instead of starting out with 9 days left, how about now starting with 90? And get your flyer out 90 days in advance. And build your next movement 90 days in advance. Your next event 90 days in advance. Have 90 days to recruit, 90 days to promote. And you'll be awesome for the big day. And if you struggle in all these other days while you're pushing your next day of action, and if you're meeting and calling that local organizing committee meetings, meeting in them united fronts and going back after them stores that you was at up in Harlem and other areas and pushing the propaganda and following the national line by pushing your local ministries, if you'll follow everything that we are doing and that I'm doing nationally and internationally and duplicate it on a local level, you begin to see the promised land in developing right before your very eyes. For it has just been 4 months, dear sisters and brothers, 4 months, and we have rocked America. We have built up a lot of allies. We have built up a lot of unity. We have built a mighty coalition, a mighty united front, and now the people are starting to gain hope that there is a ship that they can get on that will take them out of Babylon. They're beginning to have hope that an ark is being built before the great flood and the destruction and the fall of this world comes. And so we are glad to play our part in it. We don't have blinders on to think that we're the only ones doing something. God damn it, but we're in the top, whatever the top is. We're right up there at the top. I don't care what CNN say or any of these others when they white you out, not black you out. We don't want the devil messing with what we're doing anyway. By the time he get a hold of this, it'll be too late, honky. Black power, assalamu alaikum, hotep, free the land, praise the Lord, black laws for all black people. So I can take any questions on the day of action. I think that'll mainly be answered by the organizers who will come on. I want to let you know that we're raising, we got several ministries now that are taking off. Several of the ministries, I'm inviting you all to step up and join these national ministries or create them locally so we can hook them up nationally as we build a nation, a government, a structure of our own, a nation within a nation, no longer a colonized nation, a dependent nation, a prostituted nation, a whore nation of the big pimp, the colonists Uncle Sam. Huh? Not Uncle Jam, but Uncle Sam. But now we are building a nation and a structure of our own. And so the National and International Ministry of Human and Social Services, human and social services meaning that those that provide for the welfare and the compassion of our people and help them when they're in need and out of doors and also when they need a helping hand. The Ministry of Human and Social Services now and working in partnership with other black groups, we're calling on you all to get your shoes that you don't want. Get your clothes that you don't want. And we're going to gather shoes and clothes and even school books and pencils and pads and supplies. And as a united nation that shows that we have some sense and love for our homeland, our motherland, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the North to the South, we're going to gather our food and clothes and we're going to get them over to Africa. Black power. We're going to get some clothes and food to Africa. Pardon me, not food, but clothes and books and shoes to our family in Africa, many who don't have shoes, many who don't have adequate clothing. We can't let the white man and the white girls and probably some even white baby stealers be over there dominating Africa, coming on TV with black babies. I don't know what they're doing with the money. I mean, some of them may be helping. I don't know. I know one thing. We need to be helping. Hello. All these Pan-Africanists, who's helping Africa? We're going to let the white man out help Africa? You know what his help means. We saw that 500 years ago. When he comes to help, you end up in a hell of a condition. We got to get involved, man. It's time now. So the Ministry of, I wish I could talk longer about that, but I'll get back Monday. I'm going to be on the radio the whole time. Monday, tell me what time it is now, Sister Amira.
Yes, sir. It's 11:20.
11:20, okay. Let me just move quickly. If you want to catch a full broadcast and have all of what we have to do, it's going to wait till Monday because I primarily want to give way to others that have made this movement possible and to let you all get the spirit and the feel of unity and how this is a real live movement. That was the objectives of the first 2 days of the Days of Action, was to launch the movement. The days are an ends to a mean. The Days of Action in themselves are not the ends. They're the means to an end. The end is a movement, a nation of our own. All right? The Day of Action is just a vehicle to get there, and a strong, mighty vehicle that's getting sharper and shinier every time we move out. Now, look, so if you've gone, we need you to email. Well, what we need you to do, really, if you have special help you can give to this project of the Ministry of Health and Human Services, email National Day of Action @yahoo.com. National Day of Action @yahoo.com, dear sisters and brothers. But other than that, begin gathering and storing somewhere your food and, I mean, pardon me, I'm so caught up into the food and clothing drives that went on the Day of Action. You can't really just send food over there. We have plenty of food. I'm thinking ahead of what I'm about to tell you next about black farmers and black products from our Ministry of Agriculture. But I'm saying here we're sending clothes, we're sending books, we're sending shoes and other supplies to Africa, our motherland, our suffering brothers and sisters. And we are in negotiation and cooperation to get the canisters and to get the containers to send it to Africa. And we'll have all the details laid out to you. And so we got to help Africa. So spread the word. The United Front, the Day of Action Movement, and its Ministry of Human and Social Services. We want you all to participate in this major national and international project of real live Pan-Africanism, loving Pan-Africanism. And let's send some clothes and some books and some love to Africa. We're also calling here tonight. We have an announcement from the Ministry of Prison Reform and Political Prisoners. The Ministry of Prison Reform and Political Prisoners, which is will have its first meeting next week on a national level. And you all should go right ahead and begin forming them on the local level. But we have good people that have been working in this area. You have the Ordinary People's Society and Reverend Kenneth Glasgow, who has been doing a consistent work amongst ex-felons. And his work includes state and legislative lobbying, direct outreach and help to family of prisoners. And he's got a whole lot of track record, and his organization has a track record in that area. You have many of you others that desire to help brothers and sisters behind bars, to educate them and to prepare them, or even to organize them behind bars. You know, there should be days of action behind bars. Might be some serious action behind bars, but it's definitely got to be some education and some love and some organizing. You have Sister Aira from Texas, who almost single-handedly has been waging her own care and love and support program for political prisoners. She's from Midland, Texas, a progressive black woman and revolutionary sister on the front lines. She is going to be a key part of this Ministry of Prison Reform and Political Prisoners. All of those of you who want to write and help our political prisoners and show some love and correspond with them and advocate for them in the street and push the causes politically, then you should join this ministry as we try to unite many of the scattered fragments of the political prisoner movement. And so if you're interested in that, if you qualify for that on a national level, email to your resume to nationaldayofaction@yahoo.com. We will refer you to this ministry. You know, when we say ministry now, we're not speaking here religiously. We're talking about a government. Government is comprised of ministries. In America, it's departments, Department of Transportation, Department of Defense. But we're not going to do it exactly like that. We're going to do it like it was given to us by even the Honorable Elijah Muhammad or Mr. Garvey or Minister Farrakhan or others, or how it's done in Africa. We're forming ministries, not necessarily ministers. We're forming collective bodies where we designate policy and action, and action for the black nation, and organize the people. Scripturally called bringing the dry bones together, but in a way to make it stick. See, I'm going to be starting to preach, and I need to slow down, see, but it's like in order to make the dry bones stick, other than just having them shake and rattle, you know, we shake and rattle all the time. Meaning we get up and we struggle for a minute, or we get hype, or we throw up a fist, a black power fist, or cry out Allahu Akbar, or we get the Holy Ghost in church. But does it stick to the point where whatever we're doing, our babies can recognize and bear witness that we have made progress, and that's what we're working on. Something that when we turn this over to our babies, they will salute us. I'm going to talk to you also tonight about the ministry. Don't look like I'm going to have time to take questions. About the Ministry of Agriculture and Land Development. The Ministry of Agriculture and Land Development and Food Production. because a revolution that is not based on land is not a revolution. And a struggle that does not address the land question is not a real struggle at all. And so we got black farmers that are scattered. We got black distributors of black food products that are scattered in the valley. And they need to be connected to the black nation so the black nation can support the black farmers and the black nation can eat better. Hello. And so what we are all doing right now, and we've gotten several inquiries, and we already had a base already, before at the Black Power Convention several years ago, he was there, and I was blessed to travel with him to Cuba. Allegedly, I went to Cuba. Allegedly. Allegedly, I went there with Dr. Ridgely Muhammad from the Nation of Islam and Muhammad Farms, and he and I are close. And I tried to get this done a few years ago through the Panther Party, but was not necessarily successful in the Southeast region. But now I think today is the time, not only in the Southeast region, but maybe the Southern region and other regions. We want to take the fruit and vegetables that are produced there and elsewhere, and we want to organize our movement in our cities and regions in the Day of Actions to set up food co-ops. And where we take the food co-ops and we take the watermelons and we take the other goods, fruits and vegetables that are coming off of, in this example, Muhammad's farms, and we want to purchase them for ourselves and guarantee a purchase of a certain amount and guarantee that we will buy from the black farmer. Of course, you're getting it at a discount rate. Of course, you want to eat right. Of course, you're tired of eating white all the time and just running to the white man's grocery store. And so we're going to set it up where you'll know that on this particular Saturday or whatever day or at this location, that the Muhammad Farms truck is going to be pulling up and that the whole black nation in this particular city or region is going to come and get their fruits and vegetables, and that if you're taking this on an advanced level, you all will take them and take them to your own organizations or your own distribution networks and stations as we run our own farmers markets and distribution systems. And if you're into selling them, you can take them and sell them certainly at a profit. Certainly you can sell them and take them in the community or to your meetings or door-to-door in your home or establish your network where they'll know in your block or your hood that brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so is going to have the Muhammad fruits and vegetables. So they're going to have them, we're going to have to start calling them the United Front. Once we get them from Mr. Muhammad, they're going to have to get the fruits and vegetables are going to come from the United Front, because we're going to get them from black farmers everywhere and other food co-ops. We're talking about the Ministry of Agriculture and Land Development and Food Production taking a hold of everything that the black farmer is growing and getting it to our people so we can help the black farmers survive. They have almost dried up and died out there and begging the federal government for help, and we have yet to organize our people to help them because our mind is all messed up trying to go and be just happy to be allowed in the white man's supermarket, and we don't even think about our own. Here we go. Where there's no vision, the people perish. But where there is a vision, the people flourish. If you grow food, if you're connected to black farmers, if you have expertise in this field of agriculture, land development, and I think also it's the environment is in that ministry, the environment, meaning keeping everything clean and healthy. If you believe in green acres and all of that, and I ain't talking about them crackers that was on TV, Green Acres. I'm talking about if you believe in acreage of lands, miles per square mile, and converting toxic and conditions in the black community to what they call green, you should get with us in this ministry. All right, King Samir Shabazz, your pasta, and rice and other products, it's time that they go national, not local. It's time that brothers and sisters understand and know that there's some pasta and rice coming out of Philadelphia, and you can buy it by the caseload. And if you buy it by the caseload and multiply it times how much it will gain when you sell it at a profit minus the shipping, then you're going to see a black economy come up out of the earth. That's some of that products is from Black Guyana. I'm talking about this rice. We can bring rice and products and out of Africa to America and sell it to our people and convince them through our ideology and our movement that black is the way to go, and set up farmers markets in every city and bring products out of the black West Indies, black South America, and black Africa. What time? I know my time is up. What time is it?
It's 11:34,
sir. 11:34, okay. Well, sisters and brothers, that's how it is these days, you know. I know y'all want to hear from what they're telling me, more of what I have to say, and I'm honored. But right now, this is how it is when you're building a movement and building a nation. You have to get a sound bite of this, because y'all about to give them a sound bite of that. And I have to keep moving with meetings, but I'll be on for the whole broadcast Monday to take questions from the host and you all, and pre-written questions, and to talk back with you next Monday, and maybe even do two in a row, Monday and Wednesday. I want to be respectful to those who stood up on this day of action, and I just hope I'm not missing anything. I know I got the Ministry of Agriculture and land, and the in terms of the product supporting farmers here and farmers in Africa. I know we're talking about sending clothes and shoes to Africa through the Ministry of Human Services. I know we talked about the prison reform ministry and the political prisoner ministry. And I know we got to talk about a women's retreat by the Women's Ministry of the United Front. There will be a major retreat, July 22nd, 24th, that is sponsored by some bold sisters that have decided that they will come together across organizational and religious lines, and that they believe that the black woman, the African woman, should organize. And certainly this movement believes that the sisters should have their own unique space and place in order to cultivate their holistic ideas and their spiritual networking and the beautiful things that they have to offer. And so if you want to be a part of the women's ministry, the Ministry of Women's Development, of the United Front for Black and African People, which is not an organization, it's a mobilization. Whatever organization you're in, stay in it. This is just a coalition. But this ministry is having a retreat in the Poconos Mountains. I mean, that sounds like it's going to be nice. And it's at such a low cost, and there's such brilliant and beautiful planning these sisters are going to be doing, such beautiful healing and talk that only the sisters can talk. Brother, don't even think about going nowhere.
That's right.
For no reason. But we're calling on intelligent sisters, sisters that are in business, sisters that are in struggle, sisters that may be struggling. You should, again, I want to say send your email in. I want to say call this number for that retreat. Text area code 314. Putting you on blast. 314 317-5222. Only for this project, text 314-327-5222 or inbox on Facebook, Keisha Ure, K-E-E-S-H-A-E-U-R-E. Hope I got that right. Keisha Ure or Amira Sankofa. Or you can hit Malik Zulu Shabazz. I will refer you. If you want to be part of this retreat for the Women's Ministry of the United Front, as black women who have been inspired by this Day of Action movement and sisters that we know are coming together saying it's time now that the black woman get together and see how she's going to take her rightful role in this struggle and get the things she needs to get together. And my last point is the men's ministry, the Ministry of Men's Development. I will be in New York City, host of this ministry and this effort. And we're going to have black men coming in from across the country. And on August 20th, there will be an all-day conference in New York called Message to Black Men and Rites of Passage for Black Boys. Message to the Black Men and Rites of Passage for Black Boys Conference. And we'll get back to you with more details. But it's for men only, strong men, and men that have not forgotten the mission of the Million Man March. And we're going to do this all over the country. But I'm starting off in New York. And there's a whole lot for us brothers to talk about. And we got to talk to our young brothers. And we got to do black and African and spiritual rites of passage, nation building, and getting down to building up networks of black men in cities all over this country so the black man can rise to his rightful place as the master and the ruler of the universe. And certainly we got to stop being the white man's niggas. I leave you. That is where we're going. We're building a movement, a nation of our own, onward towards the next day of action. Move on all of this every day. Form your local men's ministry. Just go ahead and start forming them now. Your local ministries of women's development. Let me go. Y'all run the rest of the show. I love y'all. I got to keep working. Black power.
Black power, brother. Thank you so much, Master Jim. All right. All right. We heard from the national chairman of the New Black Panther Party and the course, the convener of the Day of Action. So we definitely want to thank our comrade, our brother, our national chairman, our general for definitely helping to aid and assisting us with just his talents and his glory and definitely his helper skills. He helped too much sometimes, which a lot of us within the New Black Panther Party complains about. I've just never seen such a leader that is heavily involved. It's a good thing sometimes that he likes to get his hands dirty, but in other cases, sometimes it's a bad thing. However, let's continue on with the show. We have 202-269. You're on Black Power Radio, and what did you do for your Day of Action?
Black Power. This is your brother, Ibam Akbar Abdullah Kareem Bilal, Master Minister of Justice, and we certainly had a wonderful day here in Washington, D.C. We extended the olive branches to those who we had not previously been teamed up with, such as Brother Pete of the original Black Panther Party. We had Brother Kwesi from the Tsunami Institute, who were there teaching in the Walter T. Daniels Library and bringing about more unity, more black revolution coming out of Washington. So certainly we have just a long history of moving what is black to Chocolate City, because this is the address, the destruction of Chocolate City, the elements that brought about the destruction of Chocolate City and the future of black D.C. And we charted a course that leads us up to the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey and his day on August the 17th. We'll be back, all black, at the Walter T. Daniels Library, in that strong legacy of the leadership of our Honorable Chairman and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, and holding the rope and the line of divine for that original black man, the captain, supreme captain from the Nation of Islam, and the chairman of New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, and a warrior in his own right, the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, in whose legacy and shadow we stand, but we throw a black power fist up and we work hard on the ground. We got black and brown with the boots on the ground, fighting for black justice, black freedom, and black power here in Washington, D.C. We're honored to be on your program and to follow the chairman is such a strong message going on into Africa with our message and extending the olive branch and extending goods and services to Africa. We must team up with Africa in this hour. And we're just so happy to be on with you, Sister Amira, and give our greetings to our brother Sean Kwali, our national spokesman there in Louisville, Kentucky, and that region of St. Louis. We love you, St. Louis, and we love some Louisville, Kentucky, up in D.C. I'm saying that's real. It ain't that fake stuff you find. No, it's the real, genuine love, the sincere love that we must have, unconditional love for each other in this hour in order to be successful. And we are the elements of success, as Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad showed us and demonstrated. Black love and black unity are the keys to our success. And we use that. We establish black business, black politics, black health and medicine, and all of those services and ministries that are being opened to the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense and the Black Power Movement and the Day of Unity in Action. That we've come under this leadership of divine guidance of the Honorable Chairman and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz. So we're certainly thankful to be able to share some of this with you tonight. Let's see, Sister Amira. Let me see, are we still there?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Okay, my channel is still open. Yes, ma'am. We have extended ourselves to the region in Baltimore and New York, I think, check some of the opposition on the situation, because they constantly want to know what's happening between blacks and Jews. And we're here to tell you that the black man is taking a strong pro-black stand against all forms of tyranny, all forms of white supremacy, and we're here to defeat the opposition and the enemy of black people. And if it comes in that form, if it comes in that, see, the white man Zionist Jew, see, he's quick to attack something black. See? But his beef is with the Nazi German. But he will ventilate on the black man. You've never heard of him attacking a Nazi, a German. But he'll ventilate full frustration down on the black man. And I'm saying we're going to end this mess. We're going to stop this mess nationwide and worldwide. New Black Panther, someone has to take the lead and say we're going to stop this Jew from just doing what he want to do for, by, and with black people. We should stand up for the real legacy. The real Hebrew is the black man, woman, and child. And the original Jew is the black man, woman, and child. So in order to get to the root of it, we must clear up all of the mystery and the ghosts, the plantation ghosts from plantation slavery that leads straight to the Jew who made billions and trillions in cotton, spices, and you just go on down the line to diamonds, gold, and silver. He never stopped. This Zionist never stopped cracking the whip. So all I have to say is we're standing for justice in D.C., Baltimore, New York, St. Louis, Houston, Texas, Chicago, Los Angeles, Miami. I'm saying we're standing up and raising black people to unite with Africa, as was that original scientist, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, who extended that handshake from Africa over to back to England and London. So with that said, we're moving what we can move by the grace and mercy of Allah. And that's with the support of the whole network of black people here in Washington, and it's extended all over the world. We thank you again for your time. We thank again for your time, and we pray for success for all of our people. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Peace. Assalamu alaikum. Peace to you and Black Power.
Brother Black Power. All right, that was National MOJ. He just, man, just broke down some cities that was definitely active. Of course, we have many, many more, and hopefully come October the 1st, we will have way more than just that. So, anyway, I'm going to just tonight, we're basically just taking calls for the Day of Action and what we're going to do and what the future plans are, as well as what happened on the 25th. So that's what tonight is about, brothers and sisters, Black Power. All right, we're going to move on next to 702-531. You're on Black Power Radio. What did you do for your Day of Action? Caller, you're on the air. 702-531.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
All right. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We can. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Khalik Muhammad, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Lex Law, brother. All right, brother. Lex Law.
Yes. Well, we were already scheduled to do a family day for black families and children on the Day of Action, which was a day on the ranch of horse riding and livestock, where we took a number of families away from city urban life to the farm and united on being around livestock, taking care of livestock and seeing what it's like to be back on the land and on the farm together, because we're going to have to get back to that way of being together and living, at least some of us, in an effort to come back to the cultivation of the land and the uniting of family for that purpose. So since we had already had that event scheduled for some time, we held on to that because there was already a lot of planning that went into it. And it was on the farm of our local brother, Sammy Armstrong, who's the president of the local chapter of the Buffalo Soldiers. So we want to thank our brother, Sammy Armstrong, for allowing us to be on his farm on the National Day of Action. But before the Day of Action actually occurred, we worked hard to spread awareness of the boycott on all non-black businesses. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah,
and how did that go?
That went well. We didn't have, you know, since we were on the farm, we didn't have an actual physical location for an event, but we worked hard before the event to be mobile and distributing flyers. Distributed flyers while I was out distributing the final call. We worked at gas stations, anywhere we could find our people. We put out flyers, as many as we could, and that indicated our stand and support for our black businesses, for us to buy only with black businesses on this day, and to keep the money circulating in our own community amongst our own black businesses.
I'm sorry, I must interject here, so I have a real quick question, brother. Now, how effective was the whole buying black? Because, again, a lot of us don't own a lot of businesses. So, you know, was it a, you know, thing where people had to do ahead of time, or was it a situation where, you know, people were down to a last wire and trying to find more black businesses? But do you have a lot of black businesses in your community?
Well, that's something that we're going to be consistently working on through the Ministry of Information. But what we did was on the list, on the flyer itself, we had a listing of the black businesses that we had located in Las Vegas, Nevada. So it wasn't just like, you know, support your black businesses, but it was a list of businesses actually on the flyer itself that let the people know where they could go to patronize those businesses on the Day of Action. And yes, there. Even with that, we also developed a local website for our Day of Action, www.dayofactionlv.org, where we had that web address on the flyer, and if people went to that link, they could also see a larger list of black businesses in Las Vegas, which they could patronize on that day. But even with that, there is a shortage of black businesses available. And so even while we pass out the flyers because of that reason, we encourage people to, you know, explore getting into business, you know, explore the opportunity to start their own business, because this is something that we want to do consistently and develop a way of life to push our people to patronize our businesses. But we need to have them, you know, and they need to be quality businesses with quality products and quality service. So,
exactly.
You know, there's a lot that's going to go into making a boycott or something like this effective. You know,
right.
There's a lot that's going to have to go into it. We can't just say support black businesses, but we have to do a lot around making
okay.
sure we have businesses to support.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, brother, I definitely want to know, because you talked about the event that you all were already going to do anyway, upon this day. Could you tell us how that went? I know you gave detail about the brother that, you know, was a Buffalo Soldier, et cetera. But, like, how did that go in terms of the youth being around livestock? What was the conception on that? How did you, you know, what kind of feel did you get from the way that they reacted, their interaction, I should say?
You know, the feeling was great. It was just a natural cohesiveness. And, you know, even for the children, you know, it's just a difference in terms of being in the city or being in a house where, you know, where the housing is set up. Is, you know, being on a farm is quite different, where the children can go out and just play and run and have fun. And
exactly.
It's not a lot to worry about necessarily. And they seem to really like that atmosphere and environment. And, you know, our children, our older boy even says he would love to be on a farm. So, you know, if we actually engage like that on a consistent basis and explore buying land and actually learning how to cultivate the land and how to deal with the livestock on the land, you know, land is what's, you know, where the real value is. And so that just kind of, you know, to me it kind of brought us back and it brought us back to being a bit closer to realizing how important land is. You know, and how we need to get back to really exploring purchasing land instead of, you know, just buying a house that's overpriced. You know, we should really look to invest in land and then get into learning. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So that's something and to me, you know, bringing the family to the farm and bringing not just one, but families collectively to the farm can help that process, can help people feel comfortable, because sometimes it's just the unknown is discomforting, or sometimes when you're not familiar, you know, but if you explore that and bring people to the land and, you know, have them present on the land, seeing what it feels like, seeing how natural it really is, then it can facilitate that process and make people more comfortable and more apt to explore the aspect of purchasing land and working on it.
Yep, that is absolutely true. And I myself was a former farm girl in the days of youth, and it was no PlayStation back then. And the farm land life is definitely an experience, and definitely you can lose your life in minutes if you don't understand, like, animals. You don't,
yes, ma'am.
You don't have a trusty dandy gun with you.
Yes, ma'am. Well, another aspect of being on a land like that is, you know, as all the participants and all the members having responsibilities and duties. You know, it reminds me of when we spent 6 months in Ghana, in Africa, mm-hmm. and we were in a communal environment like that, where everyone in the community, you know, old and young, had a responsibility and they had a duty. And so at 5 o'clock in the morning, before the sun comes up, you know, the young girls who are about, you know, 6 or 8 years old, they're up sweeping the hallways, you know. And so when you have a cohesiveness like that and a team environment like that, I don't think we missed the technology. You know, our children didn't miss the games and the Xbox and all that stuff. So I think a lot of that had to do with boredom, you know, not having anything else to necessarily do. But if we develop a way of living on the land in a team environment, you know, where everybody has a duty and that there's some fulfillment in being a team and getting things done, then I think that we can be more productive as a people.
Oh, absolutely, brother. Absolutely. Also, I want you to tell more about yourself real quick. I know, you know, we got 5 minutes for you to do that, brother.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I was actually born and raised, well, I was born in Berkeley, California, raised in Oakland, California, and I was raised as a Jehovah's Witness. And so I stuck with that for, you know, for the majority of my life. But then I've recently become a member of the Nation of Islam in November of last year. And so, and it's interesting because a lot of the lifestyle and the teachings are very similar. So, in a way, I felt like coming, you know, back home again because I had left the Jehovah's Witness organization for a while. So when I joined the Nation, I felt like coming home again in a way. But it also gave me the opportunity to now express an outlet for wanting to focus on, you know, black liberation and salvation for our people and really focus on some of the things we need to do in our communities that's not being done. And so even with that, part of what we did, you know, and what we're still doing as it relates to the Day of Action movement and which is in my heart, is working together with so many people across the religious barriers. And so we've been having a lot of meetings and relationship building sessions with people of different faiths and different, you know, ideas and belief systems. And that's something that's real important to me as a person, that, you know, we don't let our belief systems or our religions, you know, divide us from being able to come together for this unified black front and liberation movement. So that's something that's, you know, real close and dear to my heart and that we're trying to facilitate here. And, you know, by the grace of Allah, that's what will happen because it's moving pretty fast with developing a team that's really gearing up for October 1.
Okay, okay. Well, definitely, brother. If anybody's in your area and want to help you upon this Day of Action or other projects that you may have going on, would you like to give them your information?
Yeah, just if you go to www.dayofactionlv.org, then, you know, right there you can reach us and, you know, send an email or make a call and get to us. And, you know, just, yeah, definitely we want to, you know, get together and gather together as many people as possible so that we can, you know, get something going that's much bigger for October 1. You know, right now we're involved in the development of manhood trainings, sister circles, HIV awareness projects, projects for farming, the distribution of food in the community, the cultivation of land, self-sufficiency, projects for green living, alternative sources of energy. These are all things that we're interested in dealing with. And so we want to contact and connect with all our people, find out what they want to do and direct them into forming and maintaining all these ministries that's coming out, because there's enough work for everyone. And so we have to try to tap into what people are really passionate about and what their God-given gifts are to contribute to this agenda. So if you just go to the website, then you can find out there where to contact us and get together with us so we can, you know, move for action.
Okay. Okay, brother. Again, we do appreciate you calling in for tonight's radio broadcast. And thank you. And we hopefully look forward to talking to you and building with you in the future, brother. But you're always welcome to come on.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for having me. And assalamu alaikum and Black Power.
Well, alaikum salam, brother, and Black Power to you. All right, let's go on to our next caller. Brother, you can remain on the line. I'm just muting your mic. That's all I'm doing. But you may remain on. All right, let's go on to the next person. We have 313-778. You're on Black Power Radio. What did you do for your National Day of Action?
Black Power. Can you
Black
hear
Power.
Me?
Yes, we
yes.
can hear you.
Yes, greetings. Greetings to everyone. Peace and progress. This is Sister Adelia from Detroit. And I wanted to just offer a recommendation for us, since we are moving into the ministry formation process. I'm very grateful to the Brother Minister Malik Zulu Shabazz for putting on the youth and Brothers Rites of Passage program. And I'm very, very excited about it. And I just have a little bit of a, I'd say the sister type process is done with us healing. So I have a little assignment or exercise. It's kind of fun, mainly for us to do. And there's a site where you go and order these living waters. It's either .org or .com, these tracks. And they're 100 $1 trillion trust. I'm working on Ministry of Economics with the Black Panther Ministry Program. And so this is just something that I think would be good for all of us to do as a recommendation, as an affirmational image board kind of a thing that I teach and I've taught many young people in small business classes for many years in Detroit. And this is just a fun thing, but it's also affirming us into our much-needed balance of economic security and health for ourselves. And so this livingwaters.org or .com track, you buy the $1 trillion pack of 100, and it's Lincoln on it. And this is a very well-done piece. I'm a designer also, so they're very exciting. You can give them out, or you can just start making creative boards with them, putting a border around a big board and putting things in them that you want to see, like farming or like big juicy pieces of fruit cut out of magazines and just anything that makes you happy, seeing brothers in prison sitting at desks reading. I mean, we have to start affirming these things in our minds. So these are just pictures. You can get those pictures off the Internet, too, and
so
cut them
like
out.
A collage, a board with a board
yes,
that
absolutely.
You can make up.
Exactly.
Like a collage. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
These tracks cost $5 for 100 of them, and you can get. Then there's a $1 million one with Obama on the front, and they're very nicely done, so it would be fun just to have these to do this. And if you were inclined to give that type of thing out to people, fine, because it is Christian-based, and I'm a Christian-based, but I'm a metaphysician, and I'm an African-centered person. So I do affirmational kinds of things, so it's a part of my belief system upbringing through my spirituality. And so you order those two packs, and you get them, and then you start putting them around or putting them up and, you know, laying them around in your house for a while. Because if we do all this at the same time, I think that there would be a floodgate of opportunity of funds for us to secure from the feds, because I think that there is going to be a time with this breaking through starting to manifest and happen tonight even as we speak. I was writing down the prison system page for prisoners' educational training program, and right after I wrote it down, Minister Malik Shabazz was speaking about the Minister of Prisoners being given training support. And I had wrote it down because earlier I wrote it down about the Department of Corrections starting to go ahead and fund that, because we are going to have to put this stuff together so that it happens. We, us,
okay.
Nobody else, and we have to do it. So this is a good flush through to get, you know, trillions of dollars circulating in our spirit so that we can at least land at $1 trillion or maybe two coming into our urban centers across America in a short period of time. And if we all do that, that's kind of like a push towards a visual that manifests into an action, because our alignment time is on. So if we align and do those fun projects and decorate them up, you know, and put it in your house or somewhere in your office or wherever. And just, we need to do that, because I really do like I love doing the Will Healing Women's Retreat type of thing. I just don't know if I'm going to be doing it this soon, because this is a short notice kind of a notice for me, because I'm in master's degree school, graduate school for healing. And,
so
you know, I have a whole program planned that I've submitted to Minister Shabazz
on
my own program.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to put that assignment out there
right.
For everybody.
And
I hope everybody does it in love and is happy and has
right.
fun a little bit out here. We are very,
right.
very serious. And I have some
right.
balance in my life. So I pray that we all get some balance so we can all be,
yes,
you know, productive and do
Just to interject, you know, on what you're saying
yes.
and
yes.
add to it as well.
Okay.
You know, you could always still participate. Definitely text that number. And if you can go ahead and text that number, I'm sure we could, you know, figure something out with you. Trust me. So just
okay,
still text that number.
I definitely plan to do that for sure. I do plan to do
okay.
that for sure. I will.
Okay.
And I greatly appreciate everything. Thank you all so much for allowing me to spend this time. And I'm on the Facebook at Adelia Israel. On Facebook, so just you can go up and look me up. I might type this up about the affirmation board. board and getting the trillions and the $1 million sheets and using them and creating that little image board. Maybe I'll just do it on my Facebook, period, so that everybody gets to start doing it. How's that?
That sounds
we'll
good.
Graduate this thing right into reality on a level where we'll just be flying. So I appreciate
that is wonderful. I appreciate you calling in.
I'm going to go ahead and everybody and hotel.
Go ahead. Say your goodbye, hotel queen. But go ahead, remain on the line. I'm going to go ahead and mute your mic so I can go on to the next caller. But again, queen, I do appreciate you. This is the queen, always calls in and always has something positive to say. So we definitely love this sister. And hit her up on Facebook, like she said. She got some real positive ideas on the terms of affirmation because, yes, we do need to tap into the spiritual realm also because, we say that we're revolutionary black nationalists. We still need, some type of a spirituality. Okay, but we have 678-754. You're on Black Power Radio. Go ahead. Okay, I'm going to say it again. 678-754. You're on Black Power Radio. How can we help you today? Tell us what's going on with your day of action. Okay, it looks like I'm going to be moving to the next caller. Okay, everybody, when I say your number, go ahead and speak your piece. So I'm going to the next caller. We have 409-499. You're on Black Power Radio.
Black Power.
Black Power.
I think this is a good topic. Speaking about what the brother said earlier about the Mark Garvey, that's something that I've been trying to express for the day.
Let me ask you a question. I'm so sorry because I didn't even hear where you called. Number one, what city you calling from and who are you?
I'm Brother Shaka Zulu, calling from Beaumont, Texas. I had received a text message earlier that brother, something about Brother Malik Shabazz. But at the time, I'm watching some officers brutalize some brothers as we speak right now. And the cracker operator tried to ask me what's my name, like they're going to come arrest me or something.
But first rule, do you have any information? Basically, do you have a phone where it has a camera on it? Do you have a camera or anything like that? And are you safe and feet away?
I have a camera phone, but, it's kind of dark right now, but I'm catching these crackers because one of the officers who just gunned his brother down not too long ago just got back on the force. And
and you have his badge number. And you. And do you have his badge number?
None of these crackers.
So we have to begin to use our weapon of choice, and knowing your rights is very, very important. Did you see the whole incident?
They flash lights everywhere too. They like flashing them all in my house. Might want to take down my address because they out to kill brothers, and they scared of that new Black Panther too.
What are you doing again, brother?
Beaumont, Texas. Brother Drew know me. Brother Drew know me. Drew X.
Give us your
Gerard.
Telephone number, brother. Give us your contact information.
I'm at 4135 Granberry Street. That's with a G-R-A-N-B-E-R-R-Y. And that's in Beaumont, Texas. The zip code 77705.
Okay.
And
your number.
They police operate operation number where you can call and talk to the same people who join us who flash the lights all in my face. It's area code 409-832-1234, and that's the ones I just talked to. But I don't want to tell them my name or where I'm calling from. But I'll try to talk to them. It's a white racist woman who answered the phone. But really. That's what they did. I grew up in Oakland, California with Huey Newton. We're still, forming the BGS. Yeah, but what I'm saying out here, I can't stand it. I'm like one brother who's just, about it. And this is not the first time. I've always been trying to contact the Washington D.C. headquarters and the nation.
Okay, let me give you a key number to get a hold of. Okay, for everybody else that's listening to join or to help with the Day of Actions, text this number as soon as you get off, brother. It's 502-299-8530. Let me say it again. 502-299-8530.
I already spoke to you sisters and brothers too. You probably don't remember that, Brother Drew is the one that led me to you, brothers and sisters. Brother Drew.
Okay. Well, stay in contact with us. We'll work with you, brother. Don't worry. But you're in. Let me see. I think I got Brother Drew on the line right now. Hold on, brother. Let me 214-672. Don't hang up. 214-672. You're on Black Power Radio.
Sister,
yes, sir.
It's Brother Hakeem, bringing Captain New Black Panther Party, Black Power.
Black Power, brother. How you doing?
I'm fine. Just basically maintaining and pertaining the National Day of Action. I've been locked in all night. It's just basically I lost the ticket and came back in.
Okay, brother, here. We have another brother on the line right now. That's brother, where are you from again? What Texas? What part of Texas are you from again?
Beaumont, Texas.
Texas. Okay, give him your contact information. We have it already. So give him your contact information so you can give him a call. So because y'all close together, and you can give it to Brother Drew as well, and y'all can work with this brother.
Let me give it to him now. You can call me whenever you want to, okay? Is that all right, sister?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
214-672-3918.
All right. 214-672-3918.
Brother Hakeem is a free Catholic New Black Panther Party. I'm finna move to Houston anyway. I'm from Chambers County, so I'll be hit over at Port Arthur Orange in the next 60 days. I'll be coming right there.
Okay, can you repeat that number a little bit slower, my brother? Because I was a little bit shaking up right quick.
214-672-7398.
Okay, thank you, my brother, so much.
All right,
yeah.
Brother.
It's a blessing, my brother. It's like. You know, they just disrespect so much. You know, I grew up in Oakland, California. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of these brothers out here, they kind of imitate all this gangster stuff, but they don't want to because one of their dope dealer friends get shot. But I've been already with the coach. I can't stand. I haven't worked for a white man since 96. I'm still on SSI trying to get my own business and get a movement going. Because they got too many things that happen.
All right, brother. Well, we do appreciate you calling in and continue to hold on. If anything else occurs, call that text that number that I gave you.
Okay.
They're available right now. So, are you still in front of the scene?
Well, I'm inside my own house. Actually, they flash lights all the way two blocks away at this house.
Okay, go ahead and text that number. Go ahead, do me a favor. Call that number right now. That's 502 number. Call that
right now.
Get off your phone and call that number right now as we speak.
Okay.
All right, brother. All right. Supreme Captain, Brother Hakeem, hold the line for 1 second. I'm going to take another call. Go ahead, shut down. Go ahead, before I do that, go ahead and tell what you did in Dallas real quick.
Oh, our praise due to law, Black Power to our national system, sister. Indeed, a blessing as well as a privilege to come before you in the spirit of truth. Bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad is his messenger, that the great Mahdi Mouth W. Farah is indeed the messenger of God, a leader, teacher, and guide for 3.5 years. In the National Day of Action, you should know how we're kind of below the weather, but we managed to get Soul 73, our black radio station on the AM band, and kind of do a little something for us. our turnout was low. We also got Channel 5, our local black station that does cover everything as far as media concerned with the Black Power movement. The Elite News gave us a little rap, and our local black newspaper. We went to a historical church here in the Bible Belt in Dallas, Texas. Southern Christian Leadership, one of the largest organizations in the Dirty South here, the Bible Belt. So we went to an historical church in the South Dallas. It's one of our oldest black neighborhoods, and we didn't get a good turnout. We had a giant that was here to die. He was a revolutionist in the civil rights movement during the SLC sneak days and stuff. And we had to go to a funeral, and a lot of us didn't get a chance to make it. But when we did get there, we had 10 people to come out. The brothers were traveling to Oklahoma with Brother Drew. So it was last minute plans, but we tried. About 10 people came out. Matter of fact, they booted us out of the church because we took too long. I hosted it. I brought in my business of technology. Brother Kareem, my attorney came in. My secretary came in. My first officer came. Sister Zane. Sister Olinka, I had to call because I needed her help. But we worked a lot of programs before we come in. I noticed that we're uniting. These were instructions from the national chairman, Brother Malik, was to unite the people and, you know, promote unity. So I called in Sister Olinka. She brought a couple of gang members and stuff with her. We sat down and talked about going to the schools, doing some motivational speaking in the very near future. We talked about there were some surveys that people are doing because there were people who were complaining about there was no job. So we told them log on BigSpot.com, do internet work. We also promoted doing research work. Here they pay like $40, $50, $60 a day, give you cash money every day for cash flow so you can get out. We didn't get a chance to get a flyer. My bad. I can't put this on nobody else. I say I just had a funeral. I just come back from Houston where the brother was somebody in Beaumont. I had just come back. My older sister had a breast cancer operation, and she was taking this chemo. Now I got another funeral coming in by some Rouge, Louisiana. I have to travel again with the heat being out. You have to compete with it. But we had a pretty good turnout. We had covered a lot of things. We talked about women's rights. We talked about the youth, education. Over 2 days, our brother, he sent a letter that he wouldn't be able to make it because he went to the funeral. And he's like our diplomat in the fair dealing with foreign relationship. His name is Obatunde. We took 2 hours, and they were telling us they'd give us the church because it was Sister Zane's church, but, you know, our condition bill, we didn't have that many people to put out enough money for donations, but we asked, and after 2 hours, we took it to the parking lot where we continued. And we open for questions now, if you have anything else you want to ask me.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So, I mean, brother, now, you didn't have no flies. Brother, why you get on this radio and say that?
My sister just had a breast operation. I'm the only man in the family. All other men are dead. So I had to go and take care of her. So I didn't do well. I'm sorry. And I stayed with her for the time, you know, she's taking this chemotherapy and stuff. So I don't have an excuse. I apologize. Okay. I'm over the military, but the true one's administration. So I left the responsibility on him, and I should have checked with him, but I didn't.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, we're gonna play like Brother Hakeem didn't say anything about no flyers. We're not gonna talk about that no more. But for the next,
okay.
For everybody else, for the future, make sure we have flyers for any time we're trying to do an event. I mean, that's for everybody, you know. I know you know better, but that's for everybody when we organize it. You know, as the manual say, and as within anybody's organization or any propaganda, that's the best propaganda tool you can have. A person on the line without a panther without a flyer is, you know, is not, you know.
It's like I told you without a sword.
Exactly. We have to really keep that kind of thing with us. But tell us how successful it was on the terms of, are you all playing? I haven't heard Sister Olinka's name in a little minute. And that's good.
Yeah.
That's good that you all actually have people pulling in together, and then we're trying to build unity within the Dallas area, because that's very important, because Dallas, of course, was the founding chapter for the new Black Panther Party. So that's very, very important. But other than that, you found it to be successful, though, in your opinion?
Excuse me, Jennifer?
I said, in your opinion, other than that certain shortcomings, other than that, what you found it to be successful though.
Oh yes, we were contacting a bunch of churches and stuff. As I said, Al Lipson was a civil rights activist. He was like King, you know, from Atlanta. This is one hour giant. Well, we went to everybody. They let us know that he was a priority, but they wasn't going to forget us, and that they will always continue to support the New Black Panther Party under the leadership of Dr. Chris and my name, Zulu Shabazz. You know, our councilmen, our congressmen, and stuff, we contacted all of these people, the different pastors from big churches and stuff. They're skeptical, but then again, they're open-minded. This is why we're always dropping the headquarters number on them, answering the log on and listening to the broadcasts. We have a National Association of Muslim Student Association. We had a dialogue with them. I went into a college to pray for Brother Malik. I hit two colleges. I hit one at the junior college called El Centro in his downtown. I traveled with Brother Khalid Muhammad with the Black Power General. And I went there and said,
so you was like a human flyer then. You was a human flyer then. I said, Brother, you was a human flyer then.
Yeah, I like to get out and talk to the people and, you know, give them the 411 so they don't miss anything. Because a lot of people, you know, they'll take the flyer. Minister Farrakhan said we get 20% of the flyers that we put out. I did four tours with him as from the Supreme Captain Frank Muhammad. So I know from New York, California, what kind of, you know, turnout that you get. The flyer is very important. For me, I like to talk. I like to meet people. So I'm always trying to get a hold of everybody I can. Thanks, Paul.
Thanks, Paul, brother. All right. That's the Dallas, the mighty Dallas, the big Dallas, big deep.
Sister, you know, it's been a year since we stood up against the Klan here in Dallas and shut their headquarters down. It's been a year now. So since I've been back from overseas, you know, it's coming together. It takes time and it's slow, but we have to show here in the Dirty South.
That's right. What they call it, the Dirty South? That's right.
Dirty South.
Very dirty. Yes, sir. That's very important, though. But I do appreciate all your hard work, though, brother, nevertheless. You definitely do put in work. Nobody else can say anything else about Brother Hakeem. He is a human flyer. I just want to be known.
We love you, sister. And Brother Sean Kwali, we love him, too. Y'all work very hard. And we really appreciate you there in the National doing the work that you do to help Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. So they like to see the best you.
You too, brother. But we got to give it to the brother. He is a human flyer. Man, that's powerful. We need more human flyers out here. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take some more callers. We got the lines lighting up. They said, shoot, sisters, we only want you talking. We want to hear from the people. And there's nothing wrong with that, brothers and sisters. Okay, we have 678-754. You're on Black Power Radio. Tell us about your day of action. Okay. All right. I'm going to go on to the next caller. Okay, let me try it again. 678-754. Come on now. You're on Black Power Radio. Tell us about your day of action.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
Black Power, how you doing, buddy?
Black Power.
Mayor, this is Brother Shabazz.
Oh, yes, sir. How you doing, buddy?
All right, it's been a long time.
Okay.
I heard you the first announcement, but I wasn't able to get to the phone. I had it on mute. I apologize for that.
That's okay, brother. That's okay.
Right now, I'm calling from Sacramento, California.
Okay. Powerful. Okay.
And so we've been on the ground here for a few years, not really trying to rise up right now to organize to perfection right now before we start up, and that will be pretty soon. I need to get a few numbers from you. If you have my number still, what you see right there on the screen, can you call me back?
Let me give you this number. Let me give you this number real quick. You can call and text right now so we can get all your information, and we'll go from there, brother. That's no problem. The number is, let me know when you're ready.
Set.
All right. It's 502-299-8530. If you got it, brother, you want me to repeat it?
All right. I'm going to repeat it one more time for you. It is 502-299-8530.
Got it.
All right, brother. Well, we appreciate you. Got anything else beautiful to say, though, real quick? Did you do anything for a day of action?
Yes, we're working on that. We're doing a lot of other things up here. We got the farms. We got the Just Reform Coalition. We got a lot of things going on. We got the schools going on. We got six children. Right now, we're finishing in Ghana, Africa. We're doing fundraisers for that. So we're rolling. We're all set and ready. What is it? I talked to a couple of nationals the other day. So we're going to be pushing hard. We're going to be pushing strong. Once we start, we're not going to stop. We got a lot of work.
All right.
That's
what I like to hear. That's you're a powerful brother. That's exactly what I like to hear. Push.
It took a long time. I've been about 3 or 4 years, but I've been putting everything together.
That's all right, brother. You're putting in work. That's what counts, right? You're not going to get an argument from me, brother. As long as you're moving
working
and
here,
pushing,
working,
it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Huh?
Working in Detroit, working here, working in Detroit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is my life. That's all I know.
Yes, sir. I understand.
All right, family, I really appreciate it. You know, please forgive me. I haven't been on too many calls, but, you know, I'm back and ready to roll.
Okay.
I'll be looking forward to seeing you. Down
top. Okay, Hotel Brother and Black Power, and I really appreciate you calling in any one day to have you as a guest on here. But I'm going to go ahead and mute your mic. So we got 30 minutes left, and I got to get all these calls right now. All right?
All right, Black Power. All right, family.
All right, no problem, brother. Black Power. All right. That's one of our strong brothers. He said he black. He said he's black, he's not going nowhere. He said he still was pushing. All right, let's go on to the next caller. We have 502-609. You're on Black Power Radio.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, this is Brother Richard Whitlock. I just called to say Black Power. I wasn't able to come out Saturday, but I definitely promoted the event. And when you spoke earlier, said you ain't a pamper unless
and
you got a fly in your head.
Calling from, brother? Tell
I'm calling from Louisville, Kentucky. I've been working with Sean Kwali, and you know, I was responsible for like five of the brothers that showed up, but I wasn't able to make it. And you know, I'm gonna help the Panthers any way that I can because I really love what the organization is doing. It's definitely needed here in Louisville, Kentucky.
That's right. It's all right, brother. We having another one. You're going to be there for that one, right?
I wouldn't miss it for the world. It was some things going on. It seemed like a conspiracy or something, but, you know, I sent some people down there, and they was able to make it, so I felt like I contributed anyway.
Right, right. Absolutely, brother. Well, we do appreciate all your strong effort and all your strong work that you did put in. So, you know, it won't go without reward. You know the saying. But, yeah, we definitely look forward to seeing you next time. I will see you. I will meet you at the front door. All right, because I'm in Kentucky as well. So I look forward to meeting you, brother, personally. All right, brother. You got anything else to say, though, before
I just really tell our brothers to be strong and you know, we can just really be big on promotion. Make it more than just about you and yours. And let's see who we can find in the next couple months and have some new faces there next time.
All right, brother. Well, definitely. I tremendously appreciate your help. We're going to get them flyers for you ahead of time since you're doing all the promotion. You're a propaganda man. We're going to get you these flyers ahead of time so you can get to work.
All right, brother?
All right. Thank you so much for calling me Black Power Radio. Yeah, brother, I heard a lot of positive things about Richard Whitlock. Yes, I hope I said his name right. God will mess up a person's name. All right, do we have any more callers? I think I see somebody else. I might have jumped over people. If I jumped over, y'all apologize, but I think I'm going to go ahead and come on to line 973592. Here you go.
Yes, this is Dashaun.
Go ahead.
Dashaun
Black Power,
Amsterdam News. Black Power families, all those are listening. Well, I covered past weekend's events for the Amsterdam News. I was in Brooklyn, but I wanted to give a shout out to Sister Chrissy as well, the brother Elijah, as well as two in Harlem, Sister Khadija and Brother Shah and the rest of the crew. But I wanted to say briefly that I noticed in the National Day of Action, it stated an end to police brutality. And the brother who called from Beaumont, Texas, just a few minutes ago, he prompted me to call the show to say me his testimony. I'm currently doing a story on our brother who was killed in Miami Beach, Florida, on May 31st by the police.
Mm-hmm.
And the brother from Beaumont had mentioned something about the camera phone, cell phone. Well, what the Miami Beach police had did on May 31st, after killing Brother Raymond Harisi, whose sister I spoke to, they actually took certain people's cell phones and smashed them on the ground, and the brother, Nasser Benoit, whose cell phone footage made it to CNN, his phone survived, obviously, but on YouTube, you see other people whose footage made it to television as well. I'm just bringing attention to that issue. This brother was shot 100 times, and these bastards, even though I'm a journalist, I'm offering a commentary right now so I can be opinionated. They're going buck wild against black people across the country. And I spoke, before I got off the phone briefly, I spoke to someone from Internal Affairs at the Miami Beach Police Department, and they're actually saying that the brother who I just mentioned, Nasser Benoit, had signed the consent saying that the police can take his cell phone. But what Nasser Benoit said on CNN was that the police took his cell phone after he had put the memory chip in his mouth. He said that that the police told him to lay on the ground, and they smashed his cell phone and placed it in his back pocket. But with what I was told, the story that's going around the police department that they're saying to the press is that they're saying that he signed a consent form. And when I asked, well, when did he sign a consent form? At that moment when Raymond Harisi was shot, at that moment when his cell phone was taken, and they didn't give me a clear answer. So I'm just bringing attention to that this is happening across the country. And this is one of the things that the Day of Action is covering, an end to police brutality. And that was it.
Okay, well, thank you so much, brother, and we do appreciate all your hard work and effort. That definitely is beautiful. But definitely keep us in contact, really, with what's going on with that issue, because it is nationwide. It's international as well that goes on. And it's very, very important that we know our rights. And just to say that I had to get that brother to someone that could sit on the phone with him. So we're working that out right now. So that we have to think, we have to learn how to think quickly. But I'm going to go ahead and mute your mic, brother. But I do appreciate Brother Dashaun for calling in on his work that he do, and we do appreciate that. But it's very, very important, brothers and sisters, that we do know our own rights, that we do know our rights. There is an effective thing, and if you would like more information on knowing your rights, also text 502-299-8530. I'm sorry. Please give us a call at that number, because it's very, very important that we really, as a nation of people, know our own rights. Although they do change now, we still have people within our black nation that teach that type of thing, and that's very important. I personally teach it as well here locally in Louisville, Kentucky, and I taught it in St. Louis as well. And I was trained by folk on how to do it, and that's very important that we continue on that. We have 904-705. You're on Black Power Radio. What you do for your Day of Action?
Black Power, so how you doing?
Black Power, how you doing?
It's a struggle right now, but a lot of the greatest. We had the two events. We had the vigil for victims of police brutality and murder and black-on-black crime and City Hall, State Attorney's Office, Jacksonville. We had a pretty decent crowd. The number two event took place at the flea market, and we had a pretty decent crowd on that one. So we're dealing with a lot of things in Jacksonville right now. We have a 12-year-old Hispanic boy that's been charged with first-degree murder. Even though he's been sexually abused, physically abused, come from a broken home, they would march the child in the adult court. So the new Black Panther Party has started a petition drive and a recall of the state attorney in the city of Jacksonville. We also had a vigil for my niece, Khalil McCoy, who was brutally murdered and dumped on the side of a street. And so what we're doing, we're down here highlighting black on black crime, and that the black woman is definitely being victimized more so by the black man than anyone else. So it was very challenging, sister, but Allah is the greatest, and we'll keep on working and keep on reaching and teaching our people and uniting different segments of the community. Yes.
Okay, brother, you definitely said a mouthful, and man, it's really disheartening and painful to hear about our comrades and our brothers and sisters and our people, and yes, and our family from the Brown Nation as well, because they are victims of this society as well as we are, and the Red Nation, and that we have to go through these types of things because we are in a strange land that, a strange people. More so, it's not just about the land. It's really the strange people that we are around, and most of us are forced to simulate with these folks that clearly do not want us around anymore, and they're making places for us to go. And you see the ground that they have dug for us, or it's in the spot. Oh, it's in the ground as well. That's in the prison ground. That is where you only have a number, and your family can't even contact you. So that's very, very important that we really we continue to fight an unfinished revolution, because this is unfinished. And, we have not won. I don't know why people say that it's no need for a black nationalism, because it's definitely a need for it, because, again, we're still fighting the same fight, and we're still fighting against these opponents that, for some reason feel like they're going to win. And if we continue this fight and we continue to believe, like the sister said, on the spirituality aspect of things, and, of course, on the aspect of moving things, and that's why we call it a movement. A movement is not just supposed to be, done on Facebook. We're not just supposed to be sitting around waiting for revolution to occur. And we have to actually get out there and to promote it. and make it happen. What they say, make it happen, Captain. We can't fall by the wayside anymore.
We're going to be in Miami for Raymond Harisi. The brother was killed May the 31st. We're organizing, and we're going to take people from Jacksonville to Miami, and we're going to connect with the sisters and brother there. We're going to do a major protest and demonstration. In Miami,
do you have an idea when that's
going
to happen, brother? Or y'all haven't planned it yet? Y'all in the works of planning it?
Planning it for July, but we don't know what day yet, because we want to make sure that everything's in place. But definitely, I'll give everybody details within about a week or two.
Yeah,
we definitely.
So nowadays, everybody has to get these funds together. Everybody got to get their, tobacco money and cancer stick money and alcohol money and death money basically together to get, for us to go ahead and make a change, because we can't wait on Tavis Smiley and what's the other radio personality, whatever his name is. We can't wait on those folks. It's only time it's good when it's interest for them, when they can get something out of it, then it's a thing where they want to promote it. So we have to begin to, we have to use these vessels like Black Power Radio, and we have to use other vessels. Yes, if we're going to use Facebook, let's use it for the righteous means, not just, what you want. Yeah, exactly. We have to get on there and promote what we're doing for the black nation, And that's very powerful and strong.
With that said, I want to get in touch with Brother Dashaun Farah. Is it possible for him? I can give him my number.
Yeah, you can do that. Let's see. I don't want to announce that brother's number on the air. I don't know if he felt comfortable with that. But what I could do is I could, after we get off this phone, because I have your number, comrade, and I could have brother, or you can call Brother Sean, the national spokesman, and you can get it from him. Because
okay.
I don't, think we should, I don't know if he may want his number to be announced on the air.
Right.
Well, go ahead and call the national spokesman. The national spokesman would be happy to give you that information.
Right. Well, that's fine, sister. I just want to shout out everybody, Black Power. Keep up the good work. We got to keep pushing. We got to continue to reach our people at all costs by any means necessary. It's definitely a serious time right now. And unfortunately, a lot of our people have bought into the system that everything is going to work itself out and our enemies are going to eventually give us freedom, but we know better in this latent date, time, in this game we're fighting, the fight of survival and freedom and independence. And only the true soldiers and warriors and warrior queens are going to be leading the charge. So I say continue to do the work and just give a Black Power and all praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz and Black Power, sister.
Yes, sir, Black Power, and I really appreciate you, brother.
Okay,
so call us at any time and promote what you're doing and anything that's going on. We need to hear about it on Black Power Radio, brother. All right. We're going to say Black Power and assalamu alaikum and shoot, hotel to our brother. That's a strong brother in Jacksonville. He holding it down. I've seen him. Man, I've seen this brother grow into beauty. And that's what I appreciate about this brother, the mere fact that he's honest about his feelings, he's honest about his mistakes. And I think as a true revolutionary or a true leader as well, we have to be honest in certain struggles that we have gone through and certain mistakes that we have made because it makes us a better and a stronger person. And I think that if we can just really begin to just confess honesty, I think that will make our work more powerful because I think the more that we continue to lie to ourselves about the mistakes that we make and different things that we do that are just unnecessary. And then once we find out it's unnecessary, if we admit it and it grows us and be stronger men and women, trust me, it'll happen for us. But, yes, I would love to have more comrades such as that brother, like that are honest in their thoughts and that continue to do the work no matter what, No matter what's going on, we do have to continue this fight, We have to push on because our families, even if they don't want it, like with Harriet Tubman, she said she had to drag people kicking and screaming. Some people she probably had to take out. Some people she had to hit over the barrel of the head with the gun because she had to make them, hey, you want freedom, you taking it. Basically, you're a liability, and we can't afford any more liabilities. We have to have and continue to find strength in each other. And if you're weak, then back the hell up. If we can't continue this weak fight, we're fighting a stronger opponent. And the more and more that we continue all these liabilities, we're not going to advance as a people. And we keep drinking this watered down, simulated belief system. We're only playing with ourselves. We're only playing Russian roulette, with all the bullets in the gun, So at some point, we have to really realize what we're doing here and learn what we're doing and learn from our mistakes. So upon this day of action that we had on the 23rd, we made some mistakes. And then when we did our day of action on the 25th, we corrected that, and we didn't make those same mistakes, we just made new ones. So hopefully, I'm laughing because, as an organizer, you'd be surprised how things work behind the scenes, which I'm not going to tell you tonight, but you'll be surprised. I teach classes on how to organize, and you'd be surprised on how things work. And then when you move on to the October the 1st, as the national chairman, Malik Zulu Shabazz of the New Black Panther Party, talked about,
we shouldn't have the same mistakes that we had on the 25th, or we shouldn't have the same mistakes that we definitely had on the 23rd. We should be making new ones. Well, hopefully we don't make too many. Hopefully. I mean, I know we can't walk around with bulletproof mental. Let me say mentally, because I know that our enemy could take this and screw this up in what I'm saying. But hopefully, you know, we can take, you know, a mental bulletproof vest and wear that and try to make limited amount of mistakes and certain things that mistakes are definitely good when you grow from them, but mistakes are also good when they can always be corrected within minutes. That's really, really important on organizing. And that brother really touched my heart. I really appreciate that spirit from the young brother that called in and was telling us about the police brutality and what was going on in his community in Texas. That's why I found it to be very important that I get him off the phone and put him on the phone with someone else that could assist him right then and there. But brothers and sisters, in all communities, we really need to get out and know your rights. That's very important. And, yes, we need to build an economical system. And, yes, brothers and sisters, we actually have to become and think about and make it tangible, not just to throw up the New Black Panther Party's way, but it's not just the New Black Panther Party. It should hold for all of our nation. If you go into any other organization, every organization talks about reparation. Every organization, if you're not, you're in the wrong organization. Every organization talks about land, bread, housing, and political power, true political power at the finest, not the bullshit power that they talk about, you know, the Democratic and Republican stuff. We're not talking about that because that's all a lie and it's a farce. I'm saying on the terms of us rebuilding our own political power. And you can't have, we have to begin to start doing nation building. We have to become, in order for us to build a nation, we have to become a nation. And we have to really foresee that, and we have to begin to rely on each other. I know a lot of us don't trust each other. I know a lot of us have been burnt by helping each other. I want as well. But we have to get past all that personal stuff, and we have to really start utilizing people, you know, within our struggle, within our business. It's not about liking. You know, it's unrealistic to say that we're going to all like each other because we're not. Some people we're just never going to like. But the biggest point is, can we grow from this experience? Can we rebuild our true nation that we have in Nubia, in Africa, in ancient Egypt, in the areas, you know, in which our motherland? Can we rebuild that? And I know it's possible. I know that it's tangible. I know that we can make it happen. But we just have to not just believe anymore, not just to put it on the walls. We can keep putting it on the walls, like the sister said, building collages are important. But at the same time, we have to get out there and put in footwork. We have to get out there and build. And we have to have flyers. Brothers and sisters, we can't go without any flyers anymore. And I'm not beating on that brother. I'm just saying in general. But at least he tried to make up for it from being a human flyer. But we still have to get out there. That's what's important. The brother really got out there and really built with the people. And that's very, very important. If we're trying to build a nation, we have to not be afraid of our people. Even if you're the shyest person in the world or you're one of those people that's just not necessarily a talker, but get out there and do something. Shoot, kick a trash can over, lift it over, tip it over, look at it, something. Get out there and get the hell up, because our people are dying out there and it's not going to get any better, and there's no ways tired, you know, as the old Christian song would say. And we have to build our own heaven within a massive land. So if we're building the heaven here in the United States of America, or if we're building it over in our motherland or wherever the hell we're going to build it at, we got to really begin to start right now. We can't wait. Right now, brothers and sisters, right now. Like it or love it, we got to build it right now. We can't wait for hereafter. We can't wait to go to heaven to say, hey, or whatever you believe, because, you know, some of us have different spiritualities. But at the same time, we have to begin to build our heaven right now because it's realistic and it makes sense. And it doesn't cost anything but just time, love, honor, you know what I mean, and wanting to do it in the will. Because a lot of us, we got time for everything else but the righteous things. You know, we got time to go out and party. We got time to listen to Lil Wayne. We got time to listen to everything that is not right for us. We got time to work these plantations and these jobs that just use us and spit us out. Because it's all temporary. None of this stuff is permanent. I don't give a damn if you've been on this job for 12 years, they will fire your ass. It does not matter. You are all temporary. You're all disposable. They will find somebody else to replace you, probably younger, drunker, and dumber than you are. That's why it's really important that we go back to trade schools, we go back to colleges, so we get up under somebody as an apprentice and learn something from one of our elders, and we begin to take it out here in the community. Hell, if you are a builder, learn how to build a house. Go out here up under one of these elders, these old brother masons. I mean, masons that are actual masons that build mason cement and stuff like that. I mean that. I'm not talking about no Illuminati stuff. I'm talking about, you know what I mean, the actual people that know how to build houses, that know how to make houses and things like that, and know how to do drywall. You need to be young brothers and sisters. Yes, sisters too, because I've seen sisters make houses. Y'all need to get out there and begin to build that trade, because that's very, very important that we have, you know, a nation of houses. We need land. If you got money, if you're on the economical terms, to get your butt out there and get us some money. You know what I mean? We need money. Buy some land and rent it to our people, or sell it back to our people for a low, low price. Hell, you got money. Stop being greedy. There's nothing wrong with living nice and being beautiful and being wonderful, but at the same time, we got to have some type of progression. We have to begin to share. We have to think communally. You know what I mean? Even if you have to start off small and be realistic, you can start off with five other families that each family knows how to do something greater than the other person. A person that knows, like I said, a house, a finance man, a finance woman, and then we can build. You know what I mean? We have to have examples out here, brothers and sisters. We have to begin to have more examples out here. We need more men to show other men to be men. You know what I mean? We have to learn how to do that, because our brothers are dying out here rapidly. Nowadays, our sisters are dying from whoredom. You know what I mean? I'm serious, from whoredom. They're dying from every time that they put on that really, really short skirt, they're dying. You know what I mean? Every time that they watch a Lil Wayne video, they're dying. You know what I mean? So we have to get out there and grab our sisters and tell them, no, ma'am, that is not the way. We can no longer live our lives like that. We can no longer function off of TV like that brother was talking about farming. We have to start taking our children to the South again, you know? I spent all of my summers in the South. My grandmother had a farm. She took us out there. We learned how to shell peas. Although peas may not be the best food for you, but still, you know what I mean? She grew her own food. Now, if I got it out of the store, I'd probably really been sick. But the fact that my grandmother had her own peas, we had corn on the cob, we did all of that. I learned how to shoot guns. I learned how to do so much, you know what I mean? I didn't learn how to do PlayStation. You know, my parents didn't have all that when I was coming up. They had Atari, but, of course, my mother made us go out there and do farming stuff, you know what I mean? Ride mules, and you know, I said mules, seriously, and drag the cattle and make sure that they go out to the meadows. And we have to begin to drink clean water, brothers and sisters. We got to get on that water tip, because this water, the alkaline water, we need more of that. And if we read more and if we really studied and we really began to start doing more trading, international trade, then we would know about all these types of things. So it's very important that we get into these ministries. You know what I mean? You can even build a ministry in your own community and, you know, locally, like the national chairman was saying, and taking it to a higher level. You know what I mean? Be the example so other people from other cities can go, wow. You know, in St. Louis, they are building this and they're doing that. You know what I mean? We have to spearhead. What do you think these militias are for? What do you think these militias? They are preparing. If anything go on, if a war kick off, man, these people already know
So we got to get ready. I'm not saying that we're not, you know, some of us may be, but we have to get ready nationally and internationally. But anyway, brothers and sisters, because I'm starting to ramble, I'm going to stop rambling. I'm going to go ahead. We're going to end the show. Hopefully, we will see you. Now, hopefully, because the sister talked about the power of words and the sister talked about projection. Remember the sister that was on her earlier? So remember to tune in on Saturday. And again, shout out and love and hotel to Kwame Ture, Comrade Ture. I want to go ahead and make sure y'all tune in to Saturday night, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to get a hold of us for the Day of Action, of course, because we're talking about action. It's National Day of Action at yahoo.com. Also, to join NBPPHQ at yahoo.com. Also, Texas number for Day of Action, New Black Panther Party. If you want to just organize, if you want to send resumes in, any of that kind of stuff, make sure you text 502-299-8530. And yes, for the Sisters Retreat, get in contact with our sister Keisha, the glorious sister, my comrade, my spoken, my sister, all those things. Beautiful queen. Anyway, y'all text 314-327-5222. I don't know. I feel like I'm getting myself in trouble in mentioning that number. But again, that number, both numbers are for the Day of Action, joining the Black Panther Party, 502-299-8530. Or for the Sisters Retreat or anything on those terms, it's 314-327-5222. And also, Keisha. Make sure y'all hit Keisha up on Facebook. Please hit her up because she needs all the love and support we're going to give her because this sister is planning this and, you know, we need more strong, black, powerful sisters. We don't care if you're pern, we don't give a damn. We stand, bring your black self on. We love you and we really trying to plan this out to make this more powerful and beautiful. But again, thanks for calling in to Black Power Radio Show, and I appreciate everybody for calling in, and thanks everybody, hard struggle and love. Black Power Hotel.
Didn't know you, but I heard you were mighty strong. got a whole lot of people that loved you and miss you and think about you every day, every day. Why'd you have to go? Your family and your friends are missing you.